Hello, good afternoon, everyone.
Mike.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Great, great.
Mike, your first year, you guys were 4-8 at some point, and then turned it around for a finish. Looking back on that, was there a key to that, or risking, you know, you as a first-year coach, were there issues you had to overcome?
4-8. I mean, we were 4-8 there, and that first year, actually, we were 1-4 at one point, and we were able to get to, I think, the 4, then we were 1-4, and then obviously 4-8. But as I recall, it's just, it's just really the players and the coaches just staying the course. It isn't like we changed anything. We made any major changes down the stretch here, and able to win some tough games and, go down there and win there at the end of the year there in Chicago. So it was, I think any time you go into an organization and you try to establish a program, I mean, it's new for everybody. We definitely had growing pains there the first year, but we felt that the four games that we did win to conclude the season was something that we were able to carry into the off-season program. We felt that it was a big part of our success in 07.
Coach, in your time, how important have you found it that one of your key leaders be your quarterback? You've always had that kind of instilled anyways. How important is it that quarterback takes over one of them roles?
Well, I mean, leadership is something that, you can't just define by position. I think you got two different components of your question. Number one, the quarterback position is the most important position in football, in my opinion. So, obviously, a lot goes into that. And, who that person is and, how they go about their business. And, obviously, at the end of the day, it's about their performance. So, and leadership is something that has to come from within the locker room. I've found that you can't really, you can't appoint a guy to be a leader, but, something has to be natural and has to be earned and has to come from within the locker room.
Mike, how much of your preparation for the Bears is anticipating changes they make defensively because they were so unsuccessful against you the last time?
Well, just like every opponent, you look at what they've done since our last game, and we've gone back and looked at some of the things even prior to our game, and you keep track of every coordinator, his history throughout the league, and you look at the things that he may have done at other places, and you just try to anticipate any potential change coming forward. But at the end of the day, you got to train your players on what they see and to be ready for that. I think for two division teams to be playing in week 9, both coming off of a bye week, and it's the second time that they're playing each other, I think you definitely have to be ready for your opponent to change some.
But in another aspect, is the familiarity with the Bears, and you've been here for a while now, does that help you, do you feel, that the more familiar you are with what they do? Because they don't seem to change up a whole lot.
Well, I think the fact that, you got two teams that are very familiar with each other. I mean, if you just watch the way the players go about the competition, I mean, it's a product of, playing each other for 2 years, and you have definitely carryover from year to year who the players are on the field.
And Mike, in watching Lance Briggs over the year, what stands out to you about the impact he's made on the Bears' defense?
Lance Briggs, I think he's an extraordinary player. I always go back to the 07 game here, where I think he had 13 tackles in the second half. They played exclusively cover two, so I think he's always been a difference maker for the Bears in their defense. I think he's one of the best or the best, linebackers that I've seen in my time in the league.
So, Coach, with so much technology available, has it ever gotten in the way of just old-fashioned coaching?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, technology, to me, technology enhances coaching. But there's things that were done a long time ago in the game of football that they'll be doing long after we're all gone, too. So I think that the basics or the fundamentals is something that will always be ingrained in how they're coached and how they're taught. Everybody, I think it always has to come within the style of the coach.
Coach, how pleased have you been with the progress of your first-round pick, Clinton Dix, and kind of the opportunity he sees with Morgan Burnett out for a few games?
Well, I really like what Ha's done. He's you know, he's played well on special teams, and he's jumped right in there, and you know, he's handled our system. So he's all football. You know, he's has an old school approach. You know, he's had some tough assignments. You know, the one in New Orleans was definitely a tough assignment, but he's getting better each and every day. I mean, he had a big player practice today, so I really like his approach, and I really like the way he plays the game.
Mike, what's standing out right now to you about your run defense and some of the struggles they've had?
Well, you know, the biggest thing we spent, you know, our time on and self-scout is, you know, you go through every area. You look at the problem areas, you look at the biggest improvements and really the focuses for the second half of the season. You know, our A number one priority from a fundamental standpoint is tackling, and that's, you know, that's the biggest, you know, the tackling and really the trust of, you know, guys playing to your fit, you know, beating the blocker and getting off blocks and making a tackle. So we spent some time Monday going through the self-scout, and obviously our tackling performance was addressed in detail.
Like, you guys have had good success after the bye week. Is there a trick to, you know, getting the most out of that week, or is that just kind of a coincidence?
Probably a coincidence. You know, I don't think there's any tricks to it. I think there's a number of variables involved in how you go through the bye week, and I think the most important part of bye weeks is getting your team healthy. I think that's been the biggest contributor of being successful.
Mike, getting back to the run defense for a second, what's been the challenge or what's been the process been like to still kind of be mixing and matching inside at linebacker, kind of still trying to find the right tandem there?
Well, you know, we just, you know, giving some guys some opportunities, and, you know, we've had some injuries there. Brad was hurt, and, you know, Jamari was nicked up there. You know, Sam Barrington's been getting some opportunities. You know, AJ's been steady, and, you know, with his opportunities there. So just trying to get the right combination with those four guys, you know, throughout the different personnel groups. I mean, we went into the season, you know, and said we were going to try to play, you know, more defensive players than we have in the past. So we're not trying to get locked in as much as, you know, who's playing in what personnel group. It's the fact that we're utilizing all of our guys.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, thank you. Take care.